Fresh rescue and assessment teams were flown to the region Saturday, including miners to help dig out victims and search dogs. Philippine disaster officials say medicine, body bags, tents, food, and generators were also dispatched. The village of Ginsogon was buried in a sea of mud Friday morning when the side of a nearby mountain collapsed. Rescue workers are treading carefully in knee-deep mud, fearing that the soft and unstable soil could shift again. In another development, officials say 11 more villages in the area have been evacuated because of concerns over more landslides. The residents are being moved to evacuation centers away from potential landslides. In Manila, President Gloria Arroyo presided over a meeting of national disaster officials and called on the country to show courage in the face of tragedy.
This is a time of trial for our souls. The country should be united, should be together, should embrace and help all of those who lost their loved ones.
The U.S. Navy is also pitching in. Two American warships are heading to the stricken region, and a U.S. embassy official says they will be able to launch 17 helicopters and 1,000 Marines by daybreak Sunday. The vessels, which were already in the Philippines for military exercises, also carry equipment to purify water, generators, and other supplies. Philippine naval vessels have been ordered to the region as well to be used as floating hospitals and command centers. Leyte has been the scene of tragedy before. In 1991, more than 5,000 people died in floods caused by a typhoon. Heavy rains have lashed the region for days, which may have helped cause the landslide. Douglas Baction for VOA News, Manila.